Welcome in! Latest episode of that SEC podcast. Still waiting for Shane. Tired of waiting. There's a lot of cousins in here. Shane says he's ready. But apparently he's not that ready because he ain't on here. But well, let's get this thing rolling. Maybe fire away with some questions while we sit here and wait. The old Tennessee homer. But hey, as always, yeah, Shane's at the 19th hole. podcast brought to you by MyBookie. Go check them out. Presenting sponsor of the show, MyBookie.ag is the website. Promo code SEC. It's going to be on the screen there all season long. So, yeah, one more day till October. One more day till Shane shows up on time. Oh, mercy. I'm not drunk, I swear. But it's getting late. It's not that late, but it feels late enough to where, like, I'm getting loopy over here. So I think that's another reason I went live, because, hell, I don't want to be up here all night here waiting for Shane. Who knows when he'll get on here. But, hey, I want to give a special shout-out. This is going to blow your mind, perhaps. It blew my mind away. Shout-out, cousin Tristan. Tristan is an Aggie. And them Aggies, they're feeling good, right? They should. They're 4-0, undefeated, top 10, beat Auburn, and beat Notre Dame. Well, Tristan, what a devoted cousin he is. Check this out. He sent us an American flag, and this is going to be on the set forever now. You know, it's not just a flag. Anybody can get a flag, which it's a special thing anyway, the American flag. But even cooler, this right here in my hand, and I have proof of it. I don't want to show it too much because it's got his phone number on it. I don't think cousin Tristan would appreciate it. But this is the American flag that flew over Notre Dame Stadium during the pregame for Texas A&M's win up at Notre Dame. So, I mean, what a gift. What an outstanding cousin Tristan is. So thank you. I hope cousin Shane appreciates this gift as much as I do. And I think Tristan was going to send it to Shane, but Shane didn't show up. So, oh, buddy. Yeah. So that's pretty, I mean, we've been sent a lot of cool things. No, I don't believe he stole it, cousin John. This is so cousin Tristan is in the military, and it's so all the flyovers are military, obviously. So I don't know how he acquired the flag, but he's literally sent the proof that it is the flag that they flown over Notre Dame Stadium when A&M went up there and won. So this is the coolest thing we've ever been sent. We've been sent a lot of great stuff. We value all of it, but this is the coolest. And second coolest is that man. What's up, brother?
Oh, sorry, man. Traffic was tough out there. Oh, I feel bad for those truck drivers having to deal with that all the time. Cause it's good to be here. I apologize about being 3 minutes and 58 seconds late.
Oh, no worries. I was just giving a shout out to cousin Tristan for sending us the American flag flown over the Notre Dame Texas A&M game up there in South Bend, which is, I think, the best win to date of the Mike Elko era. The first of many big wins coming. You know what?
Absolutely. If not mistaken, he's the one, too, that wants me to jump out of one of them damn planes. thank you, man. That is awesome. I would love to have something like that, Mike. That is pretty cool.
Yeah. How about shout out Michael Riley? 11 months as a member. That's 11 more than wins Florida.
Damn, Michael. Sorry. He's going through it, too. Do you think Florida fans are jealous of Arkansas right now? Do you know?
Yeah.
Because it's always fun talking about your next coach, but when it actually is happening, there's something about it. I noticed a little uptick with them Arkansas fans these days.
Hey, so cousin Jake, I mean, yeah. You kept us waiting here, so you got to answer this question here. What'd you shoot And the trash can says, what happened to the golf cart? Did it pop a tire?
Okay, so I just did 9 holes and shot a 47. And I appreciate you letting me do that. Buddy of ours doesn't get out there often. In fact, he gets out there once a year, says, hey, I've got a window. And I said, let's do it, you know. So we went out there, we played. I got fourth place by 6 strokes. So I was there. I was right in the mix, but I kind of blew up there on the last 2 holes.
Well, I feel like anytime we can support Cousin Shane getting some exercise, I think we got to. It's so rare that he wants to do it. When he does, we got to support him. You know what?
Yeah, absolutely. Anything but walking for Pavia, you know? So,
hey, shout out Michael Riley back. He says, hell yeah, he's jealous of Arkansas firing the damn coach. You know what?
Oh, man. I tell you what, it's been exciting. I'm not going to lie. Online, you get on there and all these, I'm seeing Bobby Petrino talking. I honestly forgot what he sounded like, you know? So it was good hearing him. And then, like I said, we got not as loaded as a weekend, but it also feels like we're sleeping on this weekend, if that makes sense. It feels like maybe we're going to have some games that people aren't expecting.
Right. So here's the title, Shane. You always walk right into it. Which team is on upset alert? Because you know one's going to go down.
And yeah.
I'm going to try to identify it here without tipping my hand, so to speak. But yeah, I can almost guarantee you, Shane, there's going to be at least one of these upsets this weekend. You know what?
What do you think right now? Are you thinking there's like 1.5 is the line set for underdogs winning here? I'd say 1.5. I think I'm right there with you. I feel like there's one for sure, but there may be a second one sneak up.
You're crafty, man. When you get on that course, you start reading my mind. You know what?
Sorry, man. I don't want to ruin it. We'll get to it.
You know who else read my mind, Shane?
Who's that?
Bruce Wayne's brother, Austin. Austin
Wayne! Yeah.
Gifted a membership to Boy and his dog, Boy.
Welcome to the family. Austin doesn't get enough respect in that family. It's not fair.
Hey, a little update, Shane. Again, I don't know why they do this so, any kind of news during the season, I feel like they should hold off.
Yeah.
Because it gets lost in the shuffle. But just a little update here. This is more for Shane and I. I think Shane's fired up. I'm kind of lukewarm on it. But just want to let the cousins know, SEC Media Days, they've made it official. Shane, the next media day is going to be up in Tampa.
Yeah.
July 20th through July 23rd. So we'll be all over that beach. But thoughts on going to Tampa? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out why in the hell they're going to Tampa when that's got nothing to do with the SEC.
Yet, maybe. I don't know. You know, maybe they're flirting with Florida State while they're down there. I tell you, I feel like it's a change of scenery. It's good getting the SEC out. But honestly, Mike, I wish they need more fanfare, you know, and I felt like that hasn't been captured since Nashville. I mean, Nashville, they shut down Broadway. They had concerts. They, you know, they made it an event, and I'm not saying they didn't do well in Dallas, but they missed it, in my opinion. They missed it when we were down there in Atlanta. So yeah. I was honestly hoping we'd go back to Nashville, but if Tampa gets down there, then let's do something for the fans. Let's get them involved. And I feel like, because that ultimately is the kickoff for SEC football, in my opinion.
Right. And here's the deal, Shane. You've never done Media Days in Hoover.
Mm-mm.
Not that Hoover's like a night. It is what you think it is, right?
Yeah.
But the Media Days is actually pretty cool because it's set up nice and quite a bit of fans show up.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'd rather be back in damn Hoover than Tampa. I'm not going to lie. Because I don't think we're going to get a bunch of SEC fans to trek down to Tampa.
Yeah. Maybe they used to be back in the day. Now they're down there. The blue hair capital of the world, you know?
Hey, shout out Brandon. Member for a month here. And shout out the legend, J.R.
Hell yeah, cuz.
We may be late, but he's right on time.
Legend, cousin J.R. has done it again.
Thank you, J.R. He gifted Jack Hitting Jack.
Welcome to the family.
Hey, you were talking about Arkansas.
Yeah.
Little update here from the Hogs. I mean, not really, but kind of. Shout out Rhett Lashley, Shane, number one on the coaching hot board.
Yep.
Arkansas native, SMU coach. Apparently, you know, some people are already out on him because he coached SMU just like Chode Morris here. But that's got nothing to do with him, in my opinion, right? So here's a little update. He was asked about it, the, you know, rumor, speculation that he may be attached to the Arkansas job. I don't really stand anywhere on speculation and hypotheticals. I haven't given it any thought because there hasn't been anything to give thought to. I am really excited about what we're building here. I am discouraged by all the fact that we are sitting here at 2-2. I think that we have begun to build is really fun, and then we can build is even more special.
Yeah.
So again, a bunch of nothing, but he has addressed it. So he could sit here and say, well, there's nothing to address. Well, you've already talked about the Arkansas job, so there's something to address now, isn't there?
Yeah, it's the old, I can't believe we're 2-2, but, you know, I ain't got time for that, but I do usually do better than this. You know, that's what that feels like. Don't forget last year I was coach of the year. So, no, I feel like this is the top guy for me on the list. I mean, I personally would love to see Golish there. You know, there's still the old groomers. Have you seen that one floating around, the video at the touchdown, whatever, you know?
That touchdown club, man, they're going to get ADs fired. They're going to get the next coach hired. That's got to be the most powerful touchdown club in the country.
I cannot wait to get there. Yeah, one day, cuz, we'll be invited, you know. Maybe not to get on the stage, but at least participate.
Hey, shout out Cousin Emily. She wants to know where she can get some of that Tennessee legend in Georgia, Shane. So we might want to help her out there.
Absolutely, Em. And you could do it online, but the easiest way, honestly, the easiest way to do it is go to your package store and just tell them to do the ordering. And once you let them know if they need any information, if you'll email us at secpodcast@gmail.com.
SEC podcast. Yeah.
Or you could just DM me or something like that, and I can get it to the right people, and we'll get you some sit down there. So I haven't got any pictures. I'd like to highlight a legend. I know you guys have been in there because they're telling me it's flying off the shelves. So if the cousins get in one of these package stores or you get it at yours, be sure to take a picture and send it to us, and you could be Tennessee legend for the week.
Absolutely, and maybe it'll be Junior Shane who says, best time of the day, hanging out with the cousins.
Hell yeah, Junior.
Go Gators. All right, well, hey, since that's Junior's team.
Yeah.
Let's talk a potential upset, buddy. Oh, how about it, Shane? As mighty Texas, finally. I mean, you said it so perfectly, Shane, as you typically do. But, hell, it's like his team's been on a bye for a month because they haven't played in the conference. Now they're getting into it, buddy. 8 straight conference opponents, but it starts in the swamp. Both these teams have had 2 weeks to prepare. And as I'm sitting here looking at the football, it's looking a little one-sided. And who would have thought, Shane, going into this matchup in the preseason, I thought this might be, you know, game of the year type. I know you weren't buying that. But who would have thought, Shane, that the kind of the weak links potentially, not for just one of these, but both, is the quarterback position after so much hype. This is a hyped quarterback game. And man, this will be a get right game for the winner. Not that Texas necessarily needs to get right, but people can start buying back into the Texas hype if they win this game. Meanwhile, I think old Napier can possibly delay the inevitable and maybe save his damn job with a win. What's your thoughts on Texas? Mighty Texas.
It does feel weird. It feels weird, don't it? I mean, I don't know, brother. There's DJ came out. He says his defense is about to pop, son. Just be patient. He sounded like his coach now. They've been around each other too long. Just be patient. It's about to happen. And what if it does, man? What if it happens in the swamp? You know. And I think that's the problem now. Is the bar has been pulled down so low for the Florida Gators that this would look like a massive upset. Could you imagine them storming the field at the swamp? That's what it feels like, is the bar has been pulled down so long. Because Texas, right now, they've been on cloud nine since that Ohio State game. And I know they've had their problems. They've had their mistakes. They've had their quarterback controversy. But at the end of the day, there's not one Texas fan that is looking at this ball game and saying, these boys have no shot in hell. Because that's what they're thinking about, is the last game that they played. But TJ wasn't there, you know, and I don't know, brother. This is some. There's a. I don't know. There's something about this game. It's like Halloween. It's coming around. You know. It just feels like, you know, you're about to get scared. Something about to jump out. It may be them Florida Gators.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw it. I clipped it and sent it out just because I was laughing my ass off when he said it. But old Billy, he said, DJ. He's got that look in his eye.
Oh, right. Shit.
What does that mean? I mean, does that mean, is DJ back? The most common response I got on Twitter was, well, he's eyeing the transfer portal is what he's eyeing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. When you first hear that, Napier says that Lagway's, he's got that look in his eye.
It's just like, it reminds me of that old saying, you know, I'm about to butcher it, but you don't go up to an injured dog, you know? I don't know but that's exactly what's happening right now. It's this dog's got bit, and we don't want you to get near it, but you get near it, it's like they got nothing to lose now. You know what I'm saying? They're backed in a corner, and they're playing with house money. And I know it sounds crazy, but in our minds, we've already fired DJ 10 times, or not DJ, but Billy Napier 10 times. But hell, we've bitched DJ twice in our minds. So it's like, it's what do they got to lose? This is Texas is the team that has everything to lose in this matchup.
Yeah, and hey, I don't know if you've heard this. You know, they haven't really confirmed it yet, to my knowledge. But their five-star freshman receiver, Dallas Wilson, the guy that was MVP of the spring game, looked like $1 million. They stole him from Oregon at the 11th hour in the recruiting. I mean, they're saying this guy's the real deal. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, freshman that's not seen the field, will he completely turn around the offense? Probably not, but just another weapon. And I guess, you know, my real question to you, Shane, because I think it's very easy to sit here. We respect Texas defense. Yeah, they're coming off a shutout. 10 points allowed the week before, 7. They've not allowed more than 10 to anybody.
Yeah.
And we know what a train wreck Florida's offense has been. So it's easy to sit there and say, well, good Lord, they may shut them out. But is it possible, Shane, that Miami, we hate Miami, but we got to admit that was a nasty defense. LSU, they are also a train wreck on offense, but I think they're borderline elite on defense. Is it possible that Texas defense just looks elite because they haven't really played anybody outside of Ohio State? And I'm not saying they're going to get exposed, certainly, but maybe they're a little overrated. Mm-hmm. And maybe if Florida can just get something going, maybe there's a path there to pulling off a big upset in the swamp.
The crazy thing is, it's like I have no confidence in either one of these teams if they're down multiple scores, you know? That's just the way it is. And if there's a couple of bad balls that goes Texas way or goes Florida's way, it's like whoever has a 14-point lead in this game, by God, you're taking home the trophy, whatever it is. You know, that's just kind of how I feel right now. I have no confidence in either one of these offenses at this current moment. Look at that efficiency. 117 and 115, Mike. That's crazy.
It's not often you have the nation's 115th pass offense efficiency and you're the strong pass efficiency in the game. You know what?
Oh, no. And you look at 117 over at Texas, and it was like, well, maybe they played some tough teams.
No, sir. No, they have not.
They have not.
But let me ask you this. And this is kind of kidding, but not really. I mean, I'm being dead honest here. Do Florida fans even want to win this one?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question. I mean, deep down inside, you always want to win. But if it's going to keep Billy Napier around longer, I don't know. I think they're ready for – I know they are. I know they're sick and tired of it, man. I don't know. What is the answer there? I see a lot of no's over there in the comments.
Well, I think the real indicator, Shane, will come on Saturday.
Yeah.
When – Texas comes to, I believe this is the first time they've ever been to the swamp.
Yeah.
So I would imagine they're buying up tickets. We'll tell by the crowd how much burnt orange is in that crowd.
Yeah.
And if it's if there's not, I mean, there's going to be obviously some, but you know, if they take over the damn stadium, I think that'll be all the indication we need. If it's mostly Florida fans, like it should be, like we thought it would be in the preseason, then yeah, that they want this one, and they're still rooting for their team, or maybe rooting. It's weird rooting against their coach, but rooting for the team. But I think there's a chance they're rooting for the W or a loss. You know what?
Yeah, there'll be a lot of fire Billy chants if they lose. That's for sure. And yeah, it's not a spot you want to be in. You know, I mean, I never would want that conversation. Like, do I want my team to win? Hell yeah, I want my team to win.
Because as you says, my worst nightmare is we win.
How about we win, but Billy does something so embarrassing at the end of the game that they almost lose, you know? And then we're like, okay, this is why we're firing him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. What
would be a key to Florida winning? Running the ball effectively or DJ Lagway finally getting out of the slump?
Like I said, points on the board. I feel like this is more of an offense thing because I really do think Florida and Texas has two of the best defenses in the country. It may be as simple as Arch versus DJ here. Who's got the better game? Which one do you have confidence in right now? I mean, these guys were at the top power rankings and stuff. We had DJ and Arch right there at the top of this one, but going into this matchup, I don't know. I would say maybe Arch 2 weeks ago when he had that breakout game against Sam Houston, you know, at least there was some pretty balls in it, pretty passes, you know.
Right. Yeah. Despite the ugly numbers, I have more confidence in Arch.
Yeah.
And I think that just gives you an indication of how awful DJ's been.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hopefully he bounces back. Hopefully the time off has corrected what was ailing him. That would be my hope if I'm a Gator fan.
Yeah.
And he made a vow, Shane, after that Miami game, that they're going to get this. So he put it on himself. He didn't put it on anyone else. He's more humble than some of these damn coaches. You know what?
So that's why he's got that look in his eye. What does that mean?
You know who else got that look in their eyes?
Who else, cuz?
Steve it up, as always.
Row Tide.
Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven up. Roll Tide.
Thank you.
Thank you, cuz.
Steven up. Trying to see who he is.
Please be a Georgia fan. Come on, be a Georgia fan.
Locked On Wrestling Show.
Locked On. Welcome
to the family. That could be Georgia. I could see that.
And then shout out Jeffrey Gosnell.
Oh, he thank you, cuz.
Gifted a membership, Shane, to Garrett Fowler. Garrett,
welcome to the family.
Hey, Hogties, what about Arkansas beats old Tennessee?
Does
Bobby keep his job?
Get out of here with that nonsense. Yeah, I told you, man, I did a SEC hangover show. We talked about the next coach, and to sit here and act like there's not an opportunity for Bobby Petrino to be the coach at Arkansas moving forward is crazy talk, Mike. And the path is just winning some football games here, right? Tennessee would be the ultimate one just because it's your first time. It's your first game. Classic Tennessee, right? Battered Vol syndrome at a 99 right now because we've been there at an interim coach, a backup quarterback. There's been crazy shit that's happened that's resulted in Tennessee losing a game. Going on the road and getting a win, man, you talk about getting the resources? Shit, Hunter write you a check right now. Get you what you need down there in Arkansas if you can do that.
And they give the game ball to Clint Sterner if they do it, Sean. How about that?
Yeah, no.
All right, how about for Steven up, Shane? Vanderbilt, mighty Vanderbilt, on the road at Alabama. Crimson Tide, a 10.5-point favorite. The 3:30 nationally televised ABC game. How about those footballs, Shane? Oh, Lordy. Vanderbilt is looking like a quality opponent here for the Crimson Tide. I know they just, trashed old Georgia at home, but they own Georgia, and some are saying Vanderbilt, and this man owns Alabama. What's your thoughts, man? I mean, I think the narrative all week is going to be, oh, man, Bama's going to smash these fools. But what if it goes the other way?
You know,
Shane's going to be walking.
Dude, if that happens, I might as well just not stop, you know, because I don't know if I really don't know if Vanderbilt, if Vanderbilt gets this win on the road, Tuscaloosa, I mean, who are they losing to, Mike? Who are you convinced that Vanderbilt would lose to? There may be, it's not crazy talk to say that Vanderbilt goes undefeated if they win this game, because they haven't just been winning games. They've been destroying football teams, breaking their spirits. And you know, even Nick Saban said, I can't remember what he was on, but he says, this Vanderbilt team is 10 times better, and I'm paraphrasing, than it was last year. It's more balanced. They've got, this is a better football team. And if he, you know, if that's true, then I don't know. It's like I keep waiting for it to fail, but it keeps working. I mean, that's exactly what it's like. I used to have an 88 Honda Accord, Mike. And I mean, you remember that damn thing. It was everything it could to keep moving, right? And I'd get in there and I'd turn that key and I'm surprised that son of a bitch kept running. You know, that's where Vanderbilt's at right now, is they just keep running.
Yeah. And I mean, I think it's fair to put Alabama number one in the power. I've got them number one in the power rankings to suggest they're the number one team in the SEC.
Yeah.
It's completely up for grabs. But my point being, Shane, I don't think in a million years when the schedules were released, we all looked at that Georgia one like, ooh, yeah, that's tough. But nobody had undefeated Vanderbilt, undefeated Missouri, mm-hmm, and Tennessee, well, except for you. You had Tennessee as one of the best in the country. But again, literally four of the top maybe 10 teams in the country, yep, is what Alabama is embarking on. They passed the first test, but even, you know, the best of teams possibly are can't go through that undefeated. And, you know, again, that doesn't really have a ton to do with this Vanderbilt game specifically, but it's just, the point being, this is going to be a toll on the players and the coaches and everybody involved. You know what?
And this is a prime example of why we don't get too carried away with schedules, power ranking schedules at the start of the season, because it doesn't matter. You know, by the time you get into October, we may be talking about totally two different teams. And that's kind of where we're at right now. This Vanderbilt football team is not the one we were talking about in August, man. This is a Vanderbilt football team that nobody wants to play right now, including Alabama.
Hey, shout out Ashley Schaefer. BMW says Mike's going to have a treadmill sponsor on the show for how much Shane will be walking. But hey, here's the deal, Shane. Again, is Vanderbilt anywhere near as talented as Alabama? No, of course not. Well, guess what? They weren't last year either. And the brand of football they play, of course, they're scoring at a much higher clip this year. But the brand of football they play with the keep away, with limiting possessions, eating up the clock, you know, that's how you get a Ty Simpson out of rhythm.
Yeah.
If he literally has two possessions a quarter or possibly even less, you know, and all of a sudden, like I don't want to call it a fluke, because they – really, if you go back and watch that, Vanderbilt whipped them in a lot of critical areas. But it did take a pick six. But the point, mm-hmm, being is that they got up big. I think it was like a 10-point, 13-point lead early on. And the whole game I was watching it, I don't know about you, Shane, but the whole game I was like, oh, well, Alabama will come back.
Yeah.
That's what they do. They'll jump on this team, and this will be a fun look. Remember that game back in the day when Vanderbilt had the lead at halftime? Wasn't that nice? Like, that's what Alabama was for 20 years. But they just kept exchanging punches the entire game.
Yeah.
So I think Vanderbilt is even better than last year. So point being, I think they're fully capable of doing it again. I'm not saying they're going to win, but it wouldn't stun me if they did. Does that make sense?
It wouldn't. And again, I'm just saying, I thought going in that Virginia Tech game, Vanderbilt's great. It'd be a good game, but I had no doubt in my mind they were going to lose that one. Well, that didn't happen. Then South Carolina rolls around. I say the exact same thing, you know, and I find myself always doubting Vanderbilt. And I don't know if it's just in my DNA, just because I've seen this program for so long, you know, dwell at the bottom of the conference. But now it's like how many times do they have to prove to everyone. It's like almost like they have to win bigger, you know? They've got to they can't just barely skate by, because then we call it an upset. When's it no longer an upset? When's it just a good win?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a fair question, Shane. Well, I think that's a fair
question. But after Bama, I'm not.
I can't possibly keep this up. You know,
no, man. Seriously. I'm going to have to buy some more walking shoes if that happens.
Hey, well, while you're at it, Shane, buy you some walking shoes.
Yeah.
And buy you some more Poncho Outdoors, ponchooutdoors.com/SEC. There's a link in the show notes. You can go check them out to get $10 off over at ponchooutdoors/SEC. Shane, Poncho, they sent us over some gear.
Yep.
Man, I can't believe what good stuff this is, Shane. I love these SEC-based businesses. This is located out of the great city of Austin there in Texas, Shane. I love my poncho gear, and I love this too, Shane, the Poncho Promise.
Uh-huh.
Free shipping, free returns, free exchanges. Make sure everything fits right. Poncho stands by every shirt, so go check them out. ponchooutdoors.com/SEC. That's how you got to type it in, or just click the link there in the show notes to get your $10 off your first order. You can't beat it, Shane.
You can't. That's good stuff. Good material. I tell you what, this thing will last forever. So if you get over there, you want to look cool. We all want to look cool sometimes. You got to go to a special occasion, a cookout, something like that. Get you some poncho. You'll be the coolest cat in town.
Or your walk across the state, because Vanderbilt just went 12-0.
You got to go to the ER later. Throw on some poncho, you know?
Well, you know who else is undefeated, Shane?
Who's that?
Feeling pretty dang good about themselves. How about them Aggies? Shane, hosting Mississippi State night game on the SEC Network. It's one of those blackouts, Shane. Texas A&M's going to wear all black. I believe the game they did it for last year was LSU. What a game that was.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, this was one in the offseason, Shane, where you're like, ugh, easy win right here, right? No, sir. After watching Mississippi State this season, and particularly last week, they got themselves one hell of a team, Shane. And I really do think this very well could be the best game of the weekend in the SEC. These two have battled annually as SEC West foes. And look at that, Shane. Boom. 9-9. This is not one where A&M is as dominant as people would suspect against Mississippi State. This could be one heck of a ball game.
Yeah, the old Maroon Bowl, you know, and they're going with the blackout. I think that was a big miss, but you cannot trust me from a team, from a fan of a team that just played these Mississippi State Bulldogs. You cannot sleep on these boys. They are dangerous. They are absolutely loaded. This is not the same team you faced last year. So that I think will be the biggest hurdle, is thinking that you can't just go over here and stomp them, you know, because you can't. That being said, now that I've aired that out, I do think this is the best Texas A&M football team I have seen since they've joined the conference. As far as balance, offense, defense, they've got it, man. And Marcel Reed, I swear, if he could just harness being a great quarterback, then I really do think A&M could be one of those teams left for the college football playoffs. So this is a good game. This is a game you can't overlook. You know, the theme today is which team should be on upset alert. I'm telling you right now, A&M fans, it should be you right now, because if you go in here thinking you're going to just win this game, just show up, throw them pads on, roll a football out there and win, it ain't happening. You got to come out prepared. And if they do that and they get this crowd, and I think maybe that's why they're doing the blackout, if they get this crowd going, then absolutely I can see Texas A&M destroying Mississippi State. But I don't know. This is going to be a good football game too, man.
Right. And one thing you didn't say there, I'm a big believer, Shane, I don't know about you, in momentum and just kind of belief, particularly with young players of college football. You know, it's a big reason why I love it. But when you're undefeated, remember, no one was giving them a shot against Arizona State.
Yeah.
And they got it done. And no one outside of those the great fans were giving them a shot against Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And they believed they could do it. And hell, they probably should have done it, right?
Yeah.
Does that belief begin to fade when you see you can lose? You know, when you let one slip away. Now, the way to make it up is to go on the road and beat a top 10 team that you're not supposed to be able to compete with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it could go either way. You could get all that positive momentum back, or you could start letting go of that rope, Shane, as it's slipping through your finger. You know, if you're like, oh, man, it was just same old dogs here, six game in 6 weeks here. Now we're getting into conference play and we can't beat anybody. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I think that's the real danger for Mississippi State potentially in this matchup. We got to make sure that we do not fall behind early.
Yeah.
That's critical, I think. I think if Mississippi State wins a coin toss, watch them take a ball, Shane, because they're going to want to take it. They want to get on the board early, try to do their best to quiet that crowd, and just get into this 12-round fight with Texas A&M. But I'm right there with you with everything you said about the Aggies. I mean, this is – heck, I said it just the other day. I mean, this is kind of my pick. I think it was on the show with Steven. All these shows are running together in my head at this point in time. But my pick to win the SEC, Shane, if I had to pick today,
yeah,
I'm probably going A&M because I think I'm not like guaranteeing you they're the best team in the conference. I don't know who the best team is.
Yeah.
But I think they're the best. They're the most balanced, if that makes sense. With offense, defense, mm-hmm. passing, they're getting the rushing game going. They got the receivers. They got the offensive line. Defensive line's coming together. There's a lot to like about Texas A&M. But these are the games where if you are that team, this shouldn't be close.
Yeah.
Because you're gonna get in some dogfights here. And I mean, every Southeastern Conference team's capable of beating you. But this can't be won if you're going to be an SEC champion.
Well, pull that schedule up because I was trying to think if they're going to go 8-4, they've got to drop one here sooner than later, right? Yeah, I feel like, Mike, and I joke, but I don't. If this truly is a team that has gotten better and a team that is getting away from that 8-4 joke, that running joke we have, then these next two home games especially, you have to own. Because an 8-4 A&M loses one, if not both of these games. You know, a game that you're supposed to win. Right now, they're supposed to win. And if they don't, then all of a sudden, those jokes start creeping back in, and we're saying, hey, it's the same-o.
Yeah, I think the worst thing could be you to jump on that bandwagon and say they're going to win it, you know?
My wife, that reminds me, we went to Charleston, South Carolina once. And have you ever been down there?
Yeah, I believe I have.
So they got these horse and buggies that are going around, you know. And she was like, "Hey, we should do with them horse and buggies." And I looked at that horse and I was like, "Nah, I can't. They're gonna have to put that guy down about three blocks in."
They have to hook up an extra horse. Yeah, to it
just
lay
it down. I can see it on Channel 6 News now. As somebody's shooting it on the side of the street there.
Hey, last conference game we got here, Shane.
Yeah.
And people will laugh at this, Shane. They do it every year. We do it too, Shane. We say, hey, ain't no way. No way Kentucky could play with Georgia. They're going to whoop their ass, right?
Yeah.
Man, every year it seems like it's a damn battle there, typically in Lexington, but even in Athens sometimes it's a dogfight here between Georgia and Kentucky. Georgia coming off the tough loss. Hell, Kentucky's just had one just as equally as long. But, hey, I don't know. What do you make of this one, Shane? Georgia trying to regroup, trying to prove they're still elite. Meanwhile, Kentucky is desperately, desperately trying to search for a win. As they head back, they just came off a bye. They get another bye after this. I mean, good Lord, who did these schedules for Kentucky? You know what?
It feels like the only time that this was actually a blowout was when Kentucky was supposed to be good, you know? And it ain't this year. So I feel like this is one of those games that I'm not going to be surprised that it's, you know, 13 or something stupid like that in the third quarter. This may be a close game, but
I'm going to have to reach out to cousin James.
Yeah.
And ask about the weather, because there always seems to be like high wind, monsoon. Yeah. Like there's always some kind of weather travesty for this game.
You Absolutely. Know? And I do think there's a little bit of Kirby in here, too, that just doesn't want to whoop up on Stoops for some reason. So I don't know what the is the spread on this game?
I got it as 20.5 Georgia. I mean, this feels like lock of the week. Point spread wise, at least,
it does. I'm not gonna. Yeah, it'd be hard not to because of even this game last year. I mean, hell, Kentucky should have won.
Yeah,
but they didn't. So
3-point game last year. Yeah,
what was the last time? I was trying to pull that screen up where it shows the wins, losses. So when was the last one?
2009.
Wow. So they're right now in the longest streak, 15. Mm-hmm. Man, you'd love to see a streak get broken, wouldn't you? But, man, them dog fans, I mean, they're who knows, maybe they're a little hungover now, you know? They got punched in the mouth by Big Bad Bama, and who knows? Coach Stoops there to clean up the scraps.
Could this be the one that finally gets Bobo fired?
Oh, I'm surprised he's still employed, Mike. Yes, if you can't get more than 14 points against Kentucky, then you need to get out of here. What's the over under? Do you have that by any chance?
Yeah, the over under is 48.5.
Okay. A little more points than I thought. I was thinking high 30s.
Yeah, Florida, Texas is only 43. So
Oh. Yeah, that's another one. Man, a lot of great offense this weekend.
I hope you like defense, brother. You know what?
Defense wins championships, right?
Yep. Well, speaking of defense.
Yes.
That's what they have down here, Shane, in Norman, Oklahoma, where they're facing Kent State. They're a 45-point favorite, Shane. Good night. But we're going to see this cat, Michael Hawkins, last season. Got his stats up. Different offense, different weapons, different offensive line. But this is, I think he's clearly going to be the storyline just to see what he's got, how he looks in this offensive system with John Mateer. Obviously not in the lineup for this one. But I did have a little data here for you, Shane, just to give you an idea of why, not that Oklahoma shouldn't be a favorite, but Kent State rush offense efficiency.
Yeah.
131 in the country. Pass offense efficiency, 85th. And by the way, Oklahoma's number one pass defense efficiency. Now, here's the real killer. Kent State defense, pass defense?
Yeah.
109. Rush defense, 106. So you can pick your dang poison at this one. Oklahoma's going to wallop this team. But, yeah, I mean, I'm just really wanted to see. I want to see this defense be locked down, and I want to see Michael Hawkins, what he looks like in this offense. And I'd love to see Jay Knott. I don't know. Is he in the witness protection program? I don't know. But I'd love to get – we need to get him going as we rev back up into conference play.
I want to see a – I want the playbook thrown at Hawkins. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's what we're going to do here. Don't expect a conservative play calling type outing. They got to get him right because there's a chance he's going to be the quarterback for that Red River shootout, you know? So I think that's something that I would expect a lot of points from Oklahoma. I'm not worried about them losing this game at all, but I would love for there to be, I'd love to walk away from this game thinking, you know what? If he's not back, we'll be fine. You know, that's what I want to see. I don't want to walk away from this game saying, shit, I hope Mateer's back next week because there's no way we're winning against Texas. That's not what I want to hear. I want us to, and I'm sure that's going to happen because Hawkins is electric. We've not seen him in over a year now. So I'm sure he's a better quarterback. And this is in a better spot for him too, to really get those valuable reps and be ready and not just thrown out into action like he was last season.
Ginger says it well. The last preseason game of the year. You know it?
Hell yeah, man.
Hey, shout out. We also, I think we missed these, Shane. Derrick Henry.
Ooh, King Henry, welcome to the family.
And Sir
Thickless.
Welcome
to the family.
And Jason James gifted a membership, Shane, to... Do, 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 do. YouTube populating.
I go by Phil Thickelson on the golf course. So
The Cutter Man, Cutter.
Welcome to the family.
God. Hey, anything else? I mean, I'm a little bit short here, but not a lot of action this weekend in the SEC.
She said, Tony said, Shane's cat became a member. You know, it's funny. So I was gone and come back. The pod room's locked up. I've even got one of them. You got to put your thumb on there to unlock this thing, right? So I come in and get everything going, and Henry's just sitting in here. So I'm like, I know somebody's been in here, you know, because Henry can't just let himself in. So I didn't see anything knocked over or anything, but yeah.
Ashley Schaefer says, time for Shane to ramble about food.
So there I was ordering Taco Bell on the way home. That's why I was really late. They brought the Decades back, true story, Double Decker Taco Supreme, always my favorite. They've had the ingredients there forever. I don't know why they've removed it from the menu. But they were able to throw me a couple of those. But my wife, she likes the caramel apple empanadas, another one of those that they just removed from. So I don't know who the CEO of that one is, but they should probably just leave it up if people are enjoying it that much.
Let me ask you this, Shane.
Yeah.
My own personal mailbag here. Go to Price is No Object, fast food price. I mean, yeah. You know, so less than $15, I guess, but go to in a pinch, well, not in a pinch, but just if you're getting the fast food that you want, what is it and what is the option?
Well, I think that that's a great question, but it's also based on a few things and like time of the day, you know, what mood
dinner
I'm in.
Time.
If I had closer, maybe because it's farther away, the Chick-fil-A is always the OG of this household.
I'm kind of over Chick-fil-A,
but I don't have it. It's as far as proximity, it's not, you know,
What I'm saying. Ideal, perfect, everything. Perfect.
Okay.
Go-to.
If it's just me right now, give me Pal's Burger. Yeah. Go there. I get a big Pal with ketchup, mustard, onion, and chili. That's where you probably weren't ready for it, but they nailed it. The fries are perfect. The tea's fantastic. It's just the perfect restaurant. So if you get a chance, you're in East Tennessee, and you can stop by Pal's, then you got to do it. You got to do it. Well, you used to be there.
Well, I was hoping that you would throw out a suggestion I could actually do. But
if I'm at Chick-fil-A, I mean, I know you can't get the grilled chicken. I mean, what are we doing? The OG, you got to get the regular chicken. Yeah. No pickles, add pepper jack. That's my go-to. Waffle fries with Polynesian sauce on the side. Pairs well, as you like to say. That's also a good one. Taco Bell, it is what it is. It's in a pinch type deal if you don't have a lot of options to choose from. I like McDonald's has got a special right now. If you get on their mobile order, you can get a 20 piece for less than $5. That's pretty special. Trying to think anything else around you. Crystals, those are good. Those
hey,
are
I
always...
do like. Have you ever had the Cobb salad at Chick-fil-A?
Yeah,
it's so good. I promise it's good.
Geez, I like how he went all caps on Cobb there.
Freedom Van said he was not ready for that chili, Shane.
Yeah, I knew you weren't ready for it, but just get it next time. It's a little messy. It's not one of those that you're eating in your car because Pals don't have a table to sit at, but it's worth it. It's absolutely worth it.
It's Breezy says, party at Shea.
Yeah, hell yeah, let's do it.
All right, anything else? I feel like we're already in a mailbag.
Yeah, well, let's remind the cousins, tomorrow we're going to have the mailbag, and I noticed we've got a lot more family members now, so just in YouTube, right, Mike's going to post here in a minute, got any mailbag questions. Cousins always get their questions answered, so be sure to list those, and tomorrow morning, we're going to get up bright and early, we're going to talk a little college football. I've got some coach clips that I think you guys will find enjoyable. And as far as show topics, I'm going to tell you which undefeated team is most likely to remain undefeated. Ooh. So we've got to kind of surprise the teams that we have. But look forward to seeing everybody.
Does that count teams on a bye?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm talking about at the end, by the end of the year.
Oh,
which
I
teams,
thought you meant for the weekend. I was like,
no, just moving forward.
I can easily do a couple.
No, I'm just, which teams are most likely to remain undefeated moving forward. So, okay. And then again, I may pivot and do something else different. I don't know. We'll just see what happens. We'll just see what happens. We'll just play it by ear. But no, I do like seeing everybody in the morning. So I appreciate all the cousins showing up. But I want to give a shout out, JP, the man, the myth, the legend, doing some work today. Shout outs go to Austin Wayne, Michael Raleigh, Cousin JR, Rich Harvin Jr., Junior, Stephen Up, Jeffrey Gosnell, Hog Ties, Jake Smith, Jason James. Thank you all for being absolute legends.
Thank you.
And thank you, JP, for putting all that together.
Yeah. All right, buddy. A little late, so we're going to keep this one short.
Yep.
But we do appreciate each and every one of you. We got three shows, the morning show. We got Steven in the afternoon with his picks. And then we'll be back for the mailbag. So we're absolutely loaded. And I currently, Shane, I think I have three guests lined up for this week. So stay locked in on the channel. Like, subscribe, keep them notifications on. Really helps the show if you just spread the word.
Yep.
Trying to give you guys the best possible content possible. So stay locked in, and we'll catch you.
See you guys. Go ball.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.